D'mai, Perek Zayin Mishneches. Misha Yelo Eser Shuas Shel Eser Eser Kadayayin. A person has 10 by 10 rows of jugs of wine. Va'omar, and he says, Shura Hachitoyna Achas Meiser. One full row is Meiser. One of the outer rows are Meiser. Ve'eni Yadua Ezehi. And you don't know which outer row he was referring to. It could be any of the four outside rows. Notoshtei Chavius Loichson. So what does he do? He can take any of the outer corners. Loichson's like a diagonal. But what it really means is he can take one, let's say the top right and the bottom left. He can pick any of those two jugs, either the top right jug, bottom left jug, or the top left jug and the bottom right jug, because they're in two opposite corners. Because no matter what, the only thing you have to be concerned with here is Trumas Meiser. So you just got to find one of them. You got to pick one. So which two, if you had to pick two out of this grid of 100 jugs, if you pick two corners that are in opposite corners, you for sure got all of the outer ones he could have possibly meant. Because any outer row is always inevitably going to touch one of these two jugs. Chatzi Shura Chitzayna Achas Meiser. If, however, he says half of an outer row is going to be Meiser, now we got to be obviously only concerned with Trumas Meiser. Ve'en Yodua Ezuhi, and we don't know which half outer row he was referring to. Neutel Arba Chavius Me Arba Zavius. So this is easy. We would just take the four corners, the four outside corner jugs. Because for sure, when he says half, no matter which half he takes of every outside side, one of these jugs is going to be included. And obviously when he says half, he's not meaning like the middle part of an outer row. He obviously means half of a complete row. Shura Achas Meiser, one full row. Now it's not an outer row, it's one full row. Completely across or down. Ven Yodua Ezi, we have no idea which one he's referring to. Neutel Shura Achas Loichson. Just make one diagonally across the whole way. And we would take Trumas Meiser on all of those jugs. And what you would do is you take all 10, you'd sell it to a Kohen. Really, only one of them we know is Trumas Meiser. And this is like in the previous cases also, we'd sell it to a Kohen except for one of them, because one of them we have to give to a Kohen and he'd give you the money for the other ones. And if you go diagonally, obviously, you're fully covered. There's no row that wouldn't be hit by going diagonally. Next case, Chatzi Shura Achas Meiser. If he says a half of a row, now he doesn't say half of the outer row, now it's a half of any row. Ven Yodua Ezu, we have no idea. Neutel Shtei Shura Sleichson. See here, you would do an X, a crisscross. And now every possible half is covered. And again, you would sell all of these jugs to a Kohen, except for half of a barrel, right? Because it's a half of a row, so half of a barrel that the Kohen would keep himself, as Matnas Kahuna. And finally, the last case of the Mishnah Chovis, Achas Meiser, one barrel, leaves us totally up in the air. One barrel is Meiser, Ve'en Yodua Ezi, but now we don't know which is the barrel. Neutel mikol chavis v'chavis. Here, we take 10% of every chavis because we have to be concerned that it's Trumas Meiser. And if it's Trumas Meiser, it's 10% of the whole thing is Trumas Meiser. Because remember, he's designated something as Meiser. So 10% of that is Trumas Meiser. And we sell it to the Kohen except for one of these jugs. That on one of these jugs, 10% of that jug will go to the Kohen as Trumas Meiser. Solik Meseches Demai.